with a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us
home. In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit ManilaPR.com now.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Thank you very much, Jean. Well, yes, it's Saturday morning, and normally we have a whole range of contacts coming through. For once, though, we had one or two slight issues with respect to telephony and telephonic things, but that has been sorted by the magic of the landline. I'll say that again, sorted by the magic of the landline. Line. Isn't that right, Katie Grimmison?
Yay!
Absolutely. Katie is back and sorted, and thank heavens, because otherwise we would have just been sort of having to rearrange. We tried the mobile. We were all set to actually do a piece with the mobile, but all we got after being told by our fabulous ladies at the switchboard here, when they chose to answer the phone, of course, I'm sorry, you just have to go wait. You know, we've got one or two issues in terms of connecting with mobiles on the switchboard. So we waited and we waited, and then all we got was, this person's phone is switched off. Please call again or try or leave a text. So there we are. And we left a text and then you got back to us. So who knows? This telecommunications malarkey, it's a very strange and bizarre thing. Meanwhile, Katie, what's the weather like in Birmingham?
Grime, miserable and horrible.
Oh, dear. So it's just as well you're there to put a sunshiny day on the whole sort of system. We had thought we might have actually been down at Milton Keynes, actually, in Bletchley Park today, because it's the day when Station X Science Fiction, or Station X Sci-Fi, actually has a grand launch with Louis Savvy. But we're not, and we're up in the northeast, and obviously you're in Birmingham, and who knows what happens. But fingers crossed, we're still hopeful that in, 14 days' time from now, we may well be at the Birmingham NEC.
Oh, yeah, really? I'll have to come and visit you if you are.
Well, clearly. I mean, we're looking to hopefully do a piece with Annette Andre there, who will also be there, so we'll see what actually happens. It's in the kind of pipeline at present, and as I say, fingers crossed, everything else, we should be making our way over there.
Birmingham anyway, Alex.
Well, you see, this is very true. In fact, we might have that as a fallback, because clearly there's Ed and myself, and clearly, as you know, when we actually did the York Maze, we were saying, what would Katie Grimmison have made of this particular gravity-filled room? But we might be joined by a couple of the newbie midweek drivettes. That would be, of course, Jessica Ward and possibly Emma Tinson might be joining us for their first location report, because they haven't managed to get out as yet from that point of view. But anyway, life continues. You, of course, are one of the SEO people, that search engine optimization folk that you're currently working in, doing a variety of other bits and pieces, and you wanted to kind of get folk involved with respect to the business students in different universities, in particular Lincoln.
Yeah, well, it's mainly aimed at Birmingham universities and stuff, but I just thought, anything to promote this business, so...
Absolutely, yeah, so it's always promote, and promote again, which is close enough. So what sort of things does this actually entail, and what sort of areas? Because, I mean, there might be other folk in other universities sort of thinking, well, that's quite fun, we'd like to sort of find out more about what this is all about.
Well, it's a grant scheme, what's worth £20,000, and it's like a start-up scheme for entrepreneurs. So it's £20,000 worth of free services, like executive mentoring, accountancy advice, help with digital marketing, just for people who are starting up businesses, really, to help get them off to a flying start. Because I know too well how hard it is to get a job nowadays.
Oh, well, and also the right job, Katie, because, you know, you can get jobs in various routines, but there are certain sort of areas of retail which you just think, I can't take this anymore. You know, it's just isn't that, you know. This is important. We'll certainly find out a bit more about that. Sounds a little bit like, as far as the University of Lincoln is concerned, the kind of incubator program that they actually have there in terms of ways of encouraging students to become more entrepreneurial. Which, curiously enough, actually is my next question for yourself, Katie. Have you ever sort of wanted to start up your own business?
I wouldn't rule it out, but at the minute I'm happy with what I'm doing.
Very good. Excellent. And, of course, you graduated with an honours degree in American Studies, one of the last cohorts to actually work through that process. We've recently had the midterm elections in the States, of course, which sees the Republicans back in the in force, really, having the majority in both houses of the American Senate. Any thoughts about that? Or do you think, no, I was never really that interested in American politics in the first place?
I'm not that interested. I can sense
the sort of the Robin Adak sort of thinking, outrageous, you know, so you've got to sort of feel passionately about the whole thing.
Do you still see the people who stayed on for a master's?
Do I still see Chloe Baker and Thomas Richardson, do you mean?
Yeah, and Robin.
I'm not sure whether Robin's actually doing his master's at the University of Lincoln.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
He's doing creative writing.
Oh, well, of course he is. That's quite exactly so. In fact, I do remember because, I haven't seen Robin around, but I have seen Chloe and Thomas. Chloe, who might have joined us on the Midweek Drive a week or so ago, but just didn't turn up in the end. So there we are. What can we say? I even actually sort of received an email thanking me for the really enjoyable course that she actually found and the graduation from a certain Bethany White, which was unusual because we hardly ever saw her in the last year, but there we are.
No, we didn't.
Was she there at graduation, by the way?
No, I don't know. She wasn't.
So no change there then either. The invisible Bethany White, but still. Obviously other Bethany Whites are available, and that's a different line entirely. So what do you normally do on a Saturday then, Katie, when you're not sort of gearing up for another week's work? What sort of things sort of occupy your mind in the joys of Erdington?
It's mainly just chilling, really, because now I'm working every day. Mm. What I'm not working is quite precious, so
absolutely
relaxing.
Yeah, precisely so.
I went to a gig last week.
Yeah.
On the night, Broken Wit Rebels.
Broken Wit Biscuits, no, it's Broken Wit Rebels, very much, yes, exactly. We did actually a piece with the Tweed Jacket, you might have actually heard it recently, with a band that has Biscuit in the title. But this is Broken Wit Rebels, which one day we'll probably actually feature. Did you manage to go backstage? Did you have an Access All Areas pass as well?
Yeah, I did. They bought me all my drinks after the show.
Yeah, there we are. You see, and you said probably play your cards right, gentlemen. I might get you on the Midweek Drive.
Yeah,
exactly. So great news. Are you still actually doing your blogging and other sort of key things from that point of view?
Because that's voluntary. I'm just kind of doing. I get to do like whatever I want with it. Like I can leave it off for a bit or go to a gig and review it, but. Because I'm working properly now, I just kind of like to have some free time.
Of course, exactly. You know, it's important to get that life-work balance sorted through. Otherwise,
I've got to have a trip to Lincoln as well.
I think so.
Come and see ya.
I think so. Yeah, the citizens of Lincoln have been Katie G-less for far too long, and you know what happens. Ed gets very twitchy, and all sorts of things sort of happen with respect to the whole thing. But Ed Wellman still in fine force, doing his own unique stuff, etc. Of course, exciting times today, Katie, in terms of the sporting activities. Those listeners to Fly Me to the Moon, our regular podcast here for Southside Broadcasting, will be well aware of this. You may not be, Katie, so I'm just going to give you 53 seconds just to sort of give you another alternative way of possibly maybe checking out a team that aren't indeed from Birmingham but are indeed playing Bournemouth today.
Now, on Saturday the 8th of November, Bournemouth are coming to Middlesbrough.
It's Middlesbrough.
That is what I said! Middlesbrough!
You said Middlesbrough. It's Middlesbrough.
It is spelled Middlesbrough. So, you should say Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough.
Okay. However you say it, it don't matter. What does matter is that you're there. You're screaming your support. So, can I count on you? Remember, it's this Saturday, the 8th of November, Bournemouth versus Middlesbrough.
Borough. I care. So I'm there.
Hopefully you got all that then, Katie.
Yeah.
Well, because people get very confused, you know, they think it's Middlesbrough. No, the actual town is Middlesbrough. You know, the football side is Borough, you know, as in the borough. So there we are. It's very confusing, but still, I'm sure Bournemouth will find a way there. From the broadcasting news, we see that the BBC has been accused of not telling the truth about its attitudes to older women by yet another former presenter. Alenka Frenkiel, who apparently is 59, according to the Eye Today, the first BBC reporter to reach the Berlin Wall when it came down, broke her silence on older women presenters 2 years after being forced out by the BBC. She said she refused to sign a gagging clause when she left because she wanted to be able to speak out about the experience of older women in the BBC. She claims it is dishonest for the BBC to claim to have changed while continuing discriminatory policies and then demanding victims sign gagging clauses. If your public statements are to carry credibility, the current policy of forcing middle-aged women to leave should stop. Any thoughts on that, Katie? I mean, obviously you're now pushing 86 yourself, so, you know.
I think it's right to be brought up.
Mm.
Yeah.
There we are, you see. It's interesting that Miriam O'Reilly, of course, who won her ageism case against the BBC in 2012, at that stage Mark Thompson, who was then its Director General, promised that it would be a turning point for the corporation. Still, life continues. Good news to see that Toy Story is getting a fourth episode to be produced in the very near future, and The Hunger Games is heading for the stage.
Is it?
It is. The hugely popular fantasy film franchise, The Hunger Games, is set to be made into a stage show.
I've not even watched The Hunger Games.
Well, there you are, you see. It's because you've been so busy seeking work and things, now you have to juggle that sort of work-life balance.
I really miss talking to Bill Lanus and William Sitwell.
Yeah. Well, you can always hear them, of course, Katie, because they're on every Wednesday evening, around about sort of 6:30, sirenonline.co.uk, Southside Sister Station.
Do I ever get a mention of them?
Well, if you listen to the podcast, you know when the things come through. Of course they're actually there. So that's what it's all there for. Southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. Oh, there we are. So it is. They will not forget, even though they might try to. So life continues in that particular aspect. Other sort of news that's come through. We mentioned obviously. But did you see Toy Story 1, 2, and 3? By the way.
Yeah, I love Toy Story, but I'm not sure about a fourth one.
Well,
I think things can get oversaturated.
The third Toy Story film was the highest grossing animated film ever until Frozen, of course, surpassed it earlier this year, which I managed to catch for the first time a few weeks ago. And yeah, it's pretty good, Frozen, actually. The fourth Toy Story is due for release in June 2017, but details of the story have not yet been disclosed. From court news, a man has been ordered to pay almost £500 for dropping a Pringles lid on the ground following a successful prosecution by Bristol City Council. A community support officer witnessed Gareth Daniel, 31, dropping the clear plastic snack lid in Lawrence Weston in April. Daniel from Shirehampton failed to pay a £75 fixed penalty notice, so a final warning was sent. He was taken to court and the fine was raised to £200. He was also ordered by Bristol Magistrates Court to pay costs of £298.75. So that's £500 for dropping a Pringles lid and not picking it up.
I know not to drop a Pringles lid.
I should hope so.
Or anything for that matter.
Precisely. Exactly. You know, you just don't know what could happen from that point of view. Also from the court system, an aristocrat whose family name is famed for its link to the charge of the Light Brigade sent emails describing a former friend as a stupid man, scum, a creature, and a thief. The Earl of Cardigan, and that would be David Bradendale Bruce, also sent a message suggesting that barristers Clark John Moore, a former chairman of a local Conservative Party branch, should expletive deleted off, a judge was told. And indeed, the judge concluded that the trustees had failed to achieve the repair and reletting of the house, and the charge of the impolite brigade continues. So interesting on that, from the worlds of the courts that are actually working through the process. Moving on, in terms of the final sort of aspect for Katie Grimmison's view on this, Prince Charles called it Colditz in kilts. So what lessons does Gordonstoun have for state schools? Apparently it's all character building in terms of public school education. Prince Charles may have hated his time at Gordonstoun, describing it as Colditz in kilts, but the leading Scottish public school is being hailed as a model for state schools that want to build the character of their pupils. Have you seen any of the Educating Yorkshire programme, Katie?
No, I haven't.
Oh, there we are, because who knows what that would open up in terms of ways forward for education and such like stuff. Anyway, a little final plug in terms of what is the name of the company you work for, or can you not say?
I probably can't say.
Well, don't say, shh, don't then, don't, that's all right.
But it's in the jewellery quarter.
That's all right.
In Birmingham.
Fine, that's all we need. You know, so we can say no more, so we won't. So that's quite clear in terms of the system that's actually there. And when's the next time you're heading down to Portsmouth, of course, because your sister's down there, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure when I'm going down there, but I'm seeing her and her boyfriend tomorrow. They're coming. They've gone to a wedding in the Lake District, so when they're driving back, they're going to stop and have dinner at our house. So we've got like a bit of a family gathering going on tomorrow.
A gathering of the clans, so
yeah.
To speak. So, well, I trust that the various civic authorities in Birmingham will be allowed to full notice that the Grimmisons will be at home and entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
And the flag will be going up. And all sorts of things are there and will be developed from that point of view.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, obviously, I'll relay your best wishes to Phil Lerner. She can listen to this directly. I'll send him a link that obviously goes up because it'll be available by podcast very soon. Probably, in fact, right about by midday today, you'll be able to actually listen to this all over again. All thereabouts. We should hopefully be trying to reach Minty Steed in a few moments. I know Minty wants to talk about her time with Indigo Alley, I should say, in Scarborough. And also how Cass, the landlady of the Packet Inn, which is the Newcastle Packet Inn, is doing and thriving these days, plus her own usual Minty stuff. That's assuming, of course, we can get through, because I know Minty doesn't have a landline, so she is on mobile, so who knows what could happen. So, but do you have any messages you'd like to relay to Phil Leonis, who, of course, is still working on post-production for The Lady Killers, and still opportunity to actually send a few pennies in to actually help support and get a very treat from that point of view? So that's The Lady Killers with Phil Lerner, or indeed for William Sitwell. It's your chance, Katie, to actually send a message to them via the medium of our Southside Saturday special for, of course, our Siren FM Midweek Drive team. Over to you, Katie.
Yeah, I just really miss them, and my life is not complete without them. No, that was a bit over the top.
I don't know. I think that's fair. That's a fair comment. You know?
I do miss talking to them, though.
Yeah. Well, there we are. You see, Phil Lerner and William Sitwell, Katie Grimmison's life is just that little bit less complete without you actually in it. So there we are. We'll sort that way through. So hopefully it won't be too long before you come to Lincoln and we'll catch up with you then, or certainly we might come to Birmingham and say that might just be in a fortnight's time. We'll see how things go from there.
Will that be on a Saturday?
Well, that is when the 22nd is. If I look at the calendar for this year in 2014, it would actually be a Saturday.
Oh, that's all right, I can just get the train to the NEC then, drops me right out of sight there.
Well, there you go. Exactly. But having said that, if there are other things in Birmingham that we should actually do a little feature on, you could actually be our advance guard. You could actually be the sort of person to actually say, well, you should check this and this and this out, etc. So it'd be quite a hike, because I think I'll probably be driving down from Teesside on the day itself and then going to Lincoln and getting a lift over with Ed from Lincoln to Birmingham. But don't worry about that. If you want to call us at any time, shape or form, if you're listening to this live on Channel 1 Hospedia, of course, for Southside Broadcasting, you can call us on 01642 854742. That's 01642 854742. It's 24/7 answer service as well, so you can always leave messages, as many people actually do. So well done there. Plus, of course, there's always info@southsideradio.com or indeed info@southsidebroadcasting.com if you want to do what various folk, including Paul Pennington, has actually just done in terms of sending in messages online as well. So great stuff there. Katie, I feel it's quite nice, actually, because, as you know, usually when we do these links, I've got two or three other folk in the studio there. I mean, I've actually just uploaded pictures onto our Facebook page.
Yeah, I had a look.
Yeah, there we are, with Jessica, who was, of course, with us us on Thursday morning, and she was there, of course, on the Wednesday evening, when we had Sophie, who was also making her debut on the Wednesday evening, and of course Rob Nichols and Joe Nicholson, whose father actually helped build the Southside. In fact, he kind of designed and did the whole building of the Southside studio. So great stuff there. They were talking about the Flyer Into the Moon setup. You may also have noticed, Katie, and this could be a little thing for you to actually do. This is your mission in life now, Katie. For this weekend at least, maybe you can get your sister to actually do this. We're currently sitting at the rather small but perfectly formed 299 people who like the Southside Broadcasting Facebook page. I think we should be able to get up to 300. What do you think, Katie?
Yeah, I'll tell my sister to like it.
Well, then there we are, you see. That will just tip us over.
Can I just ask, you know, at Lincoln Uni, is there a big duck there?
Ah, you've been talking to Tiffany, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've been talking to Tiffany Freeman, and of course another midweek drivette who, unlike yourself, Katie, never seems to be in touch these days. You know,
she come to see me actually a week today in Birmingham.
Well, then you should have booked her for you know, to actually sort of say, Tiffany, it's time we actually had a Leicester correspondent as well as our Birmingham correspondent. So you know, so you must sort of send our best wishes. But no, Tiffany, who indeed correctly identified the giant duck and indeed series of ducks that seem to be emerging within Lincoln, I prefer to actually leave the city before they get too much into the duck sort of system. Personally,
what's its purpose of being there?
Well, you know, you ask a really deep rooted metaphysical, metaphorical question at this time of day, Katie. I can't even begin to answer it, you know. I mean, it is, you know. It is what it is, as many a philosopher might have actually said, possibly Schopenhauer, possibly Wittgenstein, possibly even Tony Mowbray. Mind you, he used to use that when he was chairman of Middlesbrough Football Club. It is what it is. So worry not about the duck. The duck will worry about you. Oh, you see, being choked by the duck there. Oh, my Lord. He's going into all sorts of other areas and lines with us. Quick, send for some applause and hopefully we'll get rid of the duck now. Please. Ooh, dear me. Right, well, Katie, as we say, the last two questions need to be asked. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme this morning?
I have. It's been nice to catch up with you.
Absolutely. So the next question is, can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again in the very near future?
Yeah, of course.
Hooray!
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium, 3 grams of
zinc. Hang on, slow down.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit ManilaPR.com now.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Yes, I think we get the message now. Okay, we have managed to work the tin can, and the level of skin, has the string has actually been connected, and it's gone across the miles and across the airwaves, and hopefully we can now actually say Minty Steed. Are you there?
I may have stepped away with contact,
because
I'm here, Alex.
Extraordinary. I don't think I've ever quite... I mean, we've had times where either mobile phone systems haven't worked, they've been out of connection, they've been out of zone. Never had a situation where we've had to go through switchboard and actually just stay online until it actually sort of goes on and on and on. As we had to do with Katie Grimerson, we actually had to resort to a landline to actually work there. It's astounding. Still, never mind. We were talking earlier about the Indigo Alley, the joys of Cass and Pack It In at Scarborough, all very wonderful location events. We last week, of course, Saturday, Ed Wellman and myself were experiencing the Hallow Scream events at Tom Pearcey's York Maze. We didn't quite manage to connect on that sort of basis, but what have you been doing with respect to the Pack It In and of course running the dogs on the beach at Scarborough as well?
Oh, we created fun, interest and a slight amount of mayhem, controlled mayhem, when we had the Scarborough run indeed. First of all, we packed up the seafront area of the bay in Scarborough. It's the busiest, you know, where the service, including the packages. And so we packed up, and everyone walking up and down past, they were looking into the vehicle, you know, our special vehicle, our one and only one, and looking in and going, oh, look at that. Oh, look. And then people
that,
say,
that, of
oh,
course,
look,
would be the Minty and Jackie mobile.
It is, most certainly. Yes, yes, yes. And of which the very self-same stamp of vehicle has been, I don't know whether you're aware of it or not, but been featured for about 4 weeks running in one of those Radio 4 programmes where they do the half-hour comedy and where they're impersonating people. And they featured it once on a Doctor Who Mickey they took, and the Daleks were after this particular brand of vehicle. And the following week after that, they featured it that a very famous Hollywood actor who's won all these various Oscars, etc. I think is a name like Neil and Nielsen. Tall chap, and where his picture, where he'd won an Oscar for this chap, sort of special mission chap who finds people in the middle of nowhere and rescues them, etc. And he's doing all this, and his goal was to find this particular vehicle and drive off with it, etc. So it's becoming a bit known. So they first they spot the vehicle, look inside and see them, and they're all saying there's the girl Patterdale. they were there, and everyone's going, oh look puppies, you know, and they're looking up as if to say, well, young ladies, were not puppies. And Buster's never been so quiet in all his life, because everyone's going ooh and ah at him. So we created a sort of traffic stop of pedestrians for quite a while. Then we went over to the other side, to the other beach, and the Toppy's three daughters went out, and immediately two of them took off on their own initiative, one that remained and the other two off, and everybody's going, ooh, and ah at them, and oh, aren't they lovely, oh, aren't they wonderful, oh, can't they run fast, you know, and there's Jackie there with one still in tow, and just praying, please let them turn round and come back, which thankfully they did, and a boxer wanted to join in, which caused further interest, and the owner's going, oh, aren't they lovely, you know, and Jack is thinking all the time, please, you move your boxer, before we get three terriers and a boxer in a sort of shambles. But again, everybody was very happy, and they absolutely loved it, and the excitement, because they've not been on the beach before, you see, and everyone goes with the dogs, but no one had witnessed three matching Passadale, beautiful black girls running about together like that. It was a sight for them to behold, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. And then Jess, of course, you know, the Welsh collie, Tarka, of course. There's only one Tarka, and Toppy, only one Toppy, of course, and Buster, they went out for their rather more sedate walk, enjoying it just as thoroughly, but the girls thought it was the most wonderful thing, and when they got back into the vehicle, there was people all coming saying, oh, look, they're the ones who've been running on the beach, and before they went for the run, they became so excited, shrieking and shrieking like terriers who spotted half a dozen rats and want to go and get them, that people are coming up saying, oh, they must have smelt the ozone, they must know they're at the seaside, they're wanting to be out, and Jack was saying, yes, they do, and out they shot, and they were in absolute ecstasy. They didn't know what they were going to find, but they knew it was something interesting. So certainly when they do allow you to take the dogs on the beach, they do enjoy it, and they were thoroughly worn out, tired, and very, very happy, so they slept all the way back.
Something I was going to actually ask, Mindy, in terms of that, I mean, obviously the policy of dogs on beaches has opened to an awful lot of debate, and clearly you should always have a pooper scooper to hand in the event of sort of various other things. Was Scarborough sort of, is it just because the winter season's headed off that it's a bit like letting out day in the spring?
That's it, yes, it's just like letting the cattle out when they already have decided that a week before they wanted to be out, and as soon as you open up the fold yard gates and things, yes, they're out. It was the same thing, and absolutely everybody goes, and I must say it's a very, very good way of exercising your dogs, because the sea air and everything, it interests them, it gives them a really good run. At the same time, they're like children, tired and off to sleep afterwards, you know, because, again, with the ozone doing its trick, and just the sheer enjoyment. Plus, being on the beach, if you have a dog maybe that's older, or you have a dog that has been injured or anything, it's a lot easier for moving on the beach than roads. And there was a famous saying by a fictional character, but it was actually attributed to a real-life person, that the character Jorrocks was actually featured on a real-life person, who said it's the hammer on the road that does them in, you know, i.e. for the horses that were worn out, become lame and couldn't recover, it was the hammering up and down on the roads.
Well,
lame them quicker.
You know my views with respect to jogging. It's not good if you do it on concrete. It's only guaranteed to lead to arthritic knees. That's all I would say.
Yes, absolutely. And it's the same thing with animals, you know, and most certainly. So, yeah, they loved it. And as long as and whenever they will allow you to go on the beaches, it's a very good thing for the dogs. And I mean, we made the trip especially for them to go on it, and it was worth it. And a lot of people do go. I can understand when the holidaymakers loose, and I can understand their worries and concerns with dogs about at the same time, because it's not always the dogs you have to worry about. Some, should I say, younger members of the human race, don't sort of understand that some animals may actually be a little upset if they stick the finger straight in their eyes or something like that. So, yeah, I can understand the rules when you can't take them on, but as long as you're allowed on at other times, well, it's better than not being on it at all, isn't it?
And you have to turn around and say, actually, I don't think there are many human beings who actually would respond well to having poked in their eye either. But,
absolutely not. You know, that's what you have to, because that's what such as the council's worried about, that some child who hasn't been informed that you don't do that to a dog, then there's a huge brouhaha, you know, when... it's understandable the times you can't take them on, but they do absolutely love it.
Indeed.
And we went to visit at Cassie's, you know, the Newcastle Market, because they're always there supporting us, and up to Indigo Alley, and, you know, it's we visit there regularly. Not to imbibe in drink, I assure you, but they do support everything we do, so we update on what we've been doing and things, and people help, and they're very, very good about helping with Future Saved, which, of course, as you know, Future Saved, we take in and care for animals while people are in situations when life hits them. The last thing in the world that they wish to happen is lose their pets or their animals permanently, but sometimes when problems hit in their life, the last thing they're able to care for is their pet or their animals, so we step into the breach of that situation, which the bigger charities, of course, they do take them in, but most of them... And the other thing is, mainly, they're then homed out somewhere else, so 6 months or a year down the line, when your life's sorted out, your animal's gone somewhere else, you know. So we do that sort of piece of, what you could call pet and animal social service that no one else does.
Indeed, for a moment, I thought we were losing you, but no, you're okay now, it's all back in full force. So
yep,
that's Cass at the Newcastle Packet Inn. I think one of the oldest local hostelries that are actually around in the country. I would say it's the oldest, because there are various people that lay claim to that at various times. I'm sure we can have a lot of debate.
Except the Newcastle Packet can claim one thing, most definitely the others didn't, that it was used for a long time as the seat of justice, you know, as a court as well, and that justice was dispensed out there at it for quite a long time, sort of, you know, when it was first built, so it had a dual purpose. Now, if you had that now, and you had too many, by the time you actually sat in it down, about to put the keys in, they could then have taken you straight back into Newcastle Packet and, chastise you for going to set off driving when you've had too much to drink. It might actually provide a new novel source of the ways of curing drink driving, couldn't it?
Very much so, and of course that's always important as we head towards the Christmas
yes.
period, but of course it is at every time of year from that point of view.
It is.
Finally, in terms of the indoor entertainments that the Patrington people were involved with, in terms of obviously the Patrington livery yard and so on, what sort of activities would you be getting up to with that?
They have a show on today at Brands Burton in the equivalent of the Village Hall, and it's a very large Village Hall indeed, and they have an all sorts dog show on today, which starts at 1 p.m, so plug for that. Do have another one at the beginning of December, which we shall do our best to attend and take our hairy and smooth haired on to see how Brands Burton Village Hall, large as it is, copes with us when we arrive, you know.
Absolutely. Now, as I say,
when the radio team arrive,
quite rightly,
and hopefully we'll be able to do a radio item from Patrington. And the best of luck to everyone who's there today, and for the marvellous team at Patrington and run these events, because I think they're marvellous.
Okay, we've talked with Katie Grimison, obviously, in Birmingham. We won't be in Birmingham, hopefully, in a couple of weeks' time to cover a few bits and bobs there. But we also played this to Katie, and I know, being a stickler for grammar and punctuation and, indeed, proper pronunciation of Middlesbrough and Borough and so on and so forth, you might appreciate this little public information piece, Minty. So it's together with our friends from Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, all about a little event you can see at the Riverside today.
Middlesbrough.
It's Middlesbrough.
That is what I said! Middlesbrough!
You said Middlesbrough. It's Middlesbrough.
It is spelled Middlesbrough. So, you should say Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough.
Okay, okay, okay. However you say it, it don't matter. What does matter is that you're there. You're screaming your support. So, can I count on you? Remember, it's this Saturday, the 8th of November, Bournemouth versus Middlesbrough.
Borough. I care. So I'm there.
There we are. Just important there, because I know sometimes, even if you're in the joys of Yorkshire, you might still think, Middlesbrough. It is Middlesbrough, not Middlesbrough. It's very important. Yeah. Or Peterborough.
Yeah, Middlesbrough, yeah.
Yeah, there we are. And any of the rabbit people who are actually up here will sort of take that on board as well, so great stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And there are quite a few rabbit people in Middlesbrough area, yeah. Including the marvellous chap who breeds the best of the remaining sable rabbits.
Mm.
And we must do a feature on him sometime, because he's right within the Middlesbrough area, and there aren't that many sheep. And we are very, very keen at...
Again, we're just losing you there, but...
When it comes to sable rabbits.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, fantastic. Minty, it's been wonderful. So this time without the dogs in the background, which makes a change. That's always good from that point of view. Oh, and she's gone. So there we are, you see, vanished in the midst of all sorts of things there. We haven't had a chance to ask those two questions, but I'm sure I can answer them on Minty's behalf. Yes, it was an okay, reasonably interesting telephonic link, and yes, she will return. Hurrah! Onwards, ever onwards, Southside Broadcasting Channel 1 for Hospedia.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential and nursing care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough, providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential, nursing and dementia service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 33 34. That's 01642 22 33 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.